Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. Hey everybody, Sam here with Emily. Today we are going to talk all about what to pack in your hospital bag. Yes, I think a lot of, especially first-time moms, get really excited about packing their hospital bag. Most of the recommendations you're going to see are going to say, you know, pack it by about 36 weeks or so. So make sure you're ready to go at a moment's notice, which is really exciting for people. That's about when I packed it for my kiddos. I think first-time parents maybe go a little earlier than that
because they absolutely get excited. Yeah. I definitely had everything packed by 36 weeks every single time, and it was just annoying towards the end because you had everything packed and you were just waiting and it just sat there for weeks. But I've heard of some moms that were more like me and maybe you that packed it early no matter what. And then some moms who are like dashing through the house as their water breaks, like throwing things in a bag. So it's kind of you run the gamut on.
And while the list you can find online can be really extensive, let's be clear. You can show up at the hospital with nothing and you'll be fine.
You'll
be fine. But we got a good solid list here, I think, of items that can really make it a more convenient and
And
enjoyable,
maybe comfortable.
Comfortable experience. So we're going to run through some things. The number one thing that I always suggest to people is an extra long phone charger.
Yes, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. You're going to be taking tons of phone calls, tons of pictures of your little one. The cord needs to be long because the outlet's like way
against
the
wall. You never know where it's going to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good one, actually. Yes, I wish I would have done that.
Extra long phone charger so you're not hooked, you know, 2 feet from the wall. And
That's right.
Use your phone. What was something super useful for you, Emily?
For me, it was remembering to bring like vending machine change for my support people. Because you never know, again, the time of day or especially with COVID, if they're going to have the cafeteria open. There were many times that there were many bags of pretzels and sodas purchased in a vending machine. So that was one that I hadn't heard of very, very often. And as soon as we did it, we just grabbed like a little snack size baggie of quarters and it worked perfect.
You know, we both, for both my kiddos, we packed some snacks in the bag, but by the time you're there in labor, you're like, I don't want those.
Right.
So
having
a change to go get, you know, some sugary snack out of a vending machine.
I set my husband on like a 15 minute walk one way to go get a Subway sandwich at like 10 o'clock at night after I had mine. Cause I was just like, no, I don't want any of that. But it was beneficial during labor, even for my husband who didn't want to leave, you know, for very long, just run down the hall and grab something to drink or eat or whatever. It was good.
Yeah. Another thing that I see recommended all the time is chapstick or lip balm because it's super dry in hospitals. They keep it pretty chilly. Mm-hmm. So staying hydrated. So same with, they'll usually give you a water bottle, you know, like one of those hospital.
It's like a 32-ouncer.
They usually give you those in the hospital, but you can bring your own too if you prefer that. But staying hydrated, definitely. It's super dry in hospitals.
And I like the lip balm idea too because you're going to be doing a lot of mouth breathing during labor. That's something they don't talk about very often. It's not a good look. Kind of along with the lip balm, I would say pack a couple extra hair ties.
Ooh, yes.
Because I mean, regardless of whether or not you normally wear your hair down, if it's long enough, you're going to be hot, you're going to be sweaty, you're not going to want your hair in your face. So hair ties were a big one for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so pillows, right? A lot of people recommend bringing your nursing pillow or your own, you know, bed pillow that you like. I brought a nursing pillow, one of those boppy pillows with my first kiddo, and I could never get it to work. And I don't know if it's because I'm larger chested and my babies were really big. So it was just like not enough space using those pillows, but I always ended up using my standard flatbed pillow.
Yeah.
It worked way better for me.
Yep.
And so I use that for nursing, but also, let's be honest, hospital pillows are not comfortable.
No. No, they're not. They're basically just plastic with a thin, thin sheet over them. And like, postpartum hormones are pretty significant. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I was like super sweaty. So like these like sweaty pillows, no thanks. Yeah, no thanks.
It was much more comfortable to have my own pillow and also a pillow for your support person if they're going to be staying with you at the hospital. Yeah. You know, just a little extra piece of comfort for them.
Yep, definitely. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I usually wear my glasses all the time, but another thing that I was really kind of thinking of for not just myself, but for my husband, was if you wear contact lenses, get or store an extra pair of glasses in there. Again, for the same reason, you're going to be there for at least a couple days, I would imagine, depending on your mode of delivery, but you don't want to be worried about contact lenses. Now is not the time to be shoving your finger in your eye. So bring out your glasses. Mm-hmm. Be comfortable. Don't worry about that. Make sure you have those for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, something probably that's pretty key is your birth plan. And we'll do a whole other episode about birth plans.
Definitely.
But bring it with you. It's something you should have probably already been discussing with your provider. Mm-hmm. But bring it with you anyway. Talk about it with every nurse that comes on shift with you. Talk about your birth plans and your postpartum plans that you have in store so that everybody can be on the same page about your desires and all of that. And make sure your support person also knows where that plan is. So if you're coming in, you know, in late stages of labor, you know, you don't have to be the one responsible to say, oh, yeah, go get that out of the bag. You know, you got other things going on.
Exactly. And it's been my personal experience that my nurses have taken a copy of my birth plan when I've delivered and they actually put it in like your again, back in the good old days, we had paper charts. They put it in your chart or they would post it, you know, somewhere where the other nurses could see it. So that was really nice. But
yeah. So don't forget that. But like we said, you should already be talking to your provider about that beforehand.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Insurance cards. These are just kind of if for some reason, I don't know, you ended up at a different hospital than you were intending to go to that didn't already have your information, it's just always good to have your insurance cards with you wherever you're heading out to.
Mm-hmm. One item that I also didn't think was necessary, it's not necessary, but for me it was super more of a comfort item, was comfy clothes just to wear in the hospital. You know, you're going to be in a hospital gown, a birthing gown when you deliver, but that day after, if you're going to get up and take a shower, you don't want to put on a hospital gown again. So I would even some sweatpants and a nice comfy shirt. It doesn't even have to be anything great, but
that's what I did. I wore oversized sweatpants and then I had a couple nursing tanks that I just wore sweatpants and nursing tanks and I brought a sweater with me if I was cold, but definitely super comfy clothes and make sure, you know, that they're loose fitting, especially if you're having a C-section. You don't want to be having like a waistband around you or anything. So super comfy clothes. Yeah. I know that first shower after birth, whether you gave birth vaginally or had a C-section, that first shower is like, you don't want to put a hospital gown back on. Like,
You feel like a person again after that.
So comfy clothes. I lived in my nursing tanks for months.
Probably way too long is what I mean for me personally. Yeah. I still pull them out every once in a while. I'm like, they feel good.
If you are being induced or you think you're going to be in the hospital, you know, for a significant amount of time, you know, for whatever reason, bringing a book or a tablet with you can help pass the time if you know there's going to be a lot of downtime happening. Also for your support person, you know. That can be a good idea. Most hospital rooms have TVs now and everything, but, something that you can look forward to, a book or scrolling on your tablet.
Right. Something else that I think a lot of people may not realize is it is beneficial to bring your baby book if you have a baby book for your infant. We were pleasantly surprised how our nurses were so excited to like put those little, you know, baby feet in the baby book right away. And because, you know, we don't have ink pads at our house. And so it was just like, all right, just throw them in there, the handprints and the footprints. But do keep in mind that everything you bring to the hospital, you're going to have to bring back home.
Yep.
So that could be kind of one of those things that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I have baby books. They never got filled out. But maybe if I would have brought them to the hospital, maybe that would have happened.
You know, as a, my mom had three children and I was the middle child. And I noticed that my sister's was all, I mean, I'm sure this is a universal story, completely filled out. Mine was about most of the way filled out. And my brother's only about half of the way. And I thought, how rude. I can't believe they would do that. And then here I am on my third child. And I'm like, shit, I don't think I've even put in like the day she started crawling or like anything. And that's my girl. I'm like, she's going to be the only one who cares. So it happens.
It does happen. Another thing, you know, for the birthing person to think about is if you're going to, well, if you're going to formula feed, definitely bring bottles and formula with you. The hospital probably will provide you with, formula while you're there. But if there's a certain brand or type you are intending to use or a certain type of bottle, throw them in there and bring them with you.
Yeah.
If you're going to breastfeed, think about bringing your breast pump. It's the hospitals often will have one that you can use. And really, this is going to be in the case where, you know, for some reason you can't have baby nursing the whole time.
Right.
And that does happen sometimes. So if you're going to breastfeed, it might be a good idea just to either check with the hospital and see if they have a pump you'd be able to use or, you know, throw yours in your bag and bring it with you.
Yeah, definitely. What are some things that you, Sam, that you brought in your hospital bag that then you were like, I didn't even need it. Didn't use it. Did you have any of those?
All the baby stuff.
Yeah. All the cute little outfits and the hair clips.
All the baby stuff. So with both my kiddos, the whole time we were in the hospital, they were just basically in their diaper the whole time.
Yeah.
Or swaddled in a blanket.
Right.
Because I was either doing skin to skin or they were sleeping in their bassinet. You
yeah.
know?
Yep.
And so all those outfits that I had picked out that were so cute. Nope. Didn't use a darn one. I didn't even bring my kids home in their going home outfits.
Really?
I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
They just came home in a onesie and a blanket over them.
Oh, that's so sweet, though. We did the same. I think our hospitals had this really cute, like, almost looked like a tie-over vest thing. And they had long hands with little mittens. But, like, yeah, we never dressed our littles in anything. We did bring pacifiers. Just the hospital supplied one, but we had to try different kinds, and so that was good. But yeah, I can't think of anything else. That
it was all the cute baby stuff, and I had like I just went overkill on my first the first go around, you know.
You
I brought
always
like
do
a whole,
everybody
like, all the like the nail clippers and the, you know, hairbrush thing and
right
all the different kinds of wipes and diapers and
Yep.
I didn't use any of those things.
Yeah.
So I would recommend going light on babies' items. Unless you're going to do, you know, I will, if you're going to do one of those like fresh 48 picture sessions to get pictures of your newborn, you want them to wear a certain thing or whatever.
Right.
But for the most part, I think most people are doing just skin to skin. Even if you're not breastfeeding, you're still doing skin to skin. Like,
you still want to bond with that child. Yeah, absolutely. So, I think the most important thing to remember is check with your hospital first and see what they supply.
Yep.
Because I know people say bring fuzzy socks and it's like, well, okay, but the hospital has some that you can use.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, like what we talked about with the pillows. They have different other, you know, they have nipple cream that you can use there. So some of these things, like, always check. Some diapers or some hospitals will supply diapers for your little one while they're still there.
Yep.
Some will supply, like you're saying, formula. Always check before you go in.
It is good to know. I know we hear a lot of people saying, you know, when they go to the hospital, they'll like load up on diapers and wipes and stuff that the hospital gives them, which is great. But check that your hospital does that, because in our area we have several hospitals that have maternity care, and some of them will send you home with a bountiful supply of diapers and stuff.
And
but other
hospitals,
yeah, they'll send you with them, but they're going to charge you for them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, check into that if that's a concern for you.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. Because another thing that I brought with me and didn't use was from home, like heavy duty menstrual pads. I ended up not using those. Mm-hmm. I just ended up using what the hospital gave because I delivered in a place where they were like, well, the package is open. We can't use them for anybody else. You've already been charged for it. So you might as well take the rest of them home.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah. But the menstrual pads they give you at the hospital are hefty.
Yes, they are.
They get the job done, though. So
it's good.
And
another thing is, too, is that your support person can always bring you something that maybe you forgot. And if you are accepting visitors in the hospital,
ask them to bring your stuff.
That's what we did. We were like, yes, you absolutely can come, but we ask that you bring something.
XYZ.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you need nipple cream, ask somebody for it. If you need a book, ask somebody for it. They will be more than happy to bring you whatever it is
absolutely.
That you need.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid that you're going to forget something.
Yeah. And don't forget to pack those items for your support person, too. So there's going to be some things that are just going to make things easier for your support person, a little bit more comfortable or useful for them. So they're going to be there. Typically, they're with you the whole time just as long. So, you know, the pillow, like we talked about, bring them a pillow that's comfortable.
Yep.
Because already they're going to be sleeping on that hard couch thing.
I know. You'd think they'd have something better set up by now.
Some hospitals around here have those queen beds now where you can, your partner can sleep in the same bed. So,
that's true.
Which is, you know, nice for some couples.
Yeah.
If you're planning on doing water labor or water birth, swimwear for your support person, if they're going to get into the tub with you, that's something I think that's often overlooked. Every hospital in our area now has laboring tubs.
Yeah.
And it's very common for the support person to get in and help, you know, support the laboring person.
Right.
Toiletries. So, yes, your hospital probably will give you Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some gross-smelling body wash.
Yes.
So if you don't want to bring anything, you will have something supplied for you. But it can be really comforting to bring something from home.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just something a little more luxurious.
Right. Right.
And for your support person, because you're going to be there for a few days. So chances are you're going to take a shower at some point.
And travel size toiletries are relatively cheap at like Walmart. You can go pick up a few things that won't take too much of a hit out of your budget.
It'll make such a difference when you're actually taking the shower.
Yes, definitely, definitely. A big thing for my husband was I made him bring a notebook and a pen because as we were thinking of things, I would have him write things down. Or as my birth would progress, I would have him write it down so that I could remember it for later.
Oh, that's really interesting.
And that was really, it was fun because, you know, when you're in the moment, there's a lot of things you forget. Mm-hmm. And so he would write down, you know, at this time this happened or any significant events. So then I could like retell my birth story.
I love that. I didn't do that. And with my second, I had a doula, and the doula afterwards, you know, we kind of did like a debrief, and it was interesting to hear. I shared my experience of what I remember, and then she shared her experience of that birth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to see the differences in what we remembered. And I wonder what it would have looked like if we would have written things down as we went. That's really, I like that idea.
It was really good. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and don't forget your support person, if they have glasses or contacts, nobody wants to be running back home just to go pick up their contacts that they forgot, you know.
Right,
Not forget these essentials.
Yes.
And then, I love this, a contact list of people to notify after baby arrives, if that's something you want to do. Some people don't even share
until they're home and comfortable. That's great,
But if you did have, you know, lots of family and friends you wanted to notify about it. Write that list down so you don't forget anybody.
That's right. Mm-hmm. My husband is like the king of anxiety. And so bringing a new baby into the world was like so exciting for him. And he's like, so, you know, my chiropractor laughs because he says that like when Patrick comes in, it's like Kramer from Seinfeld. He just comes like blowing through the door with our kids. He's just like, I'm late. I'm sorry. And so it was pivotal in just for us to go, okay, this time we're going to write down a mm-hmm. list of people that you need to contact yep. because he'd be like, well, I called so-and-so and so-and-so, who else? And like, I'm in the headspace to be like, not thinking about this person. Yeah. So I love that too.
Yeah. I was not in the headspace either. And so I just left it up to my husband to notify the critical people. And now I'm looking back, I'm like, I wonder who he didn't notify that he probably should have.
Right.
And they found out like from some third party.
And they're like, darn it. They didn't even think enough to call me. So, it happens.
Lots of things to think about, but I think overall, you know, it's fun to pack your hospital bag. It's easy to go overboard. I think most of us do mm-hmm. go overboard. But in my experience with my first, I packed way too many things. Mm-hmm. My second, I was very minimal on the things that I packed with my second. And there was no difference.
Yeah.
You know? So really, it's whatever makes your heart happy, I think.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Like we kind of touched on earlier, there's no reason why somebody can't bring you something or go back home mm-hmm. if you need to get something. At the end of the day, the last thing, when that time comes, the last thing you're going to be worrying about is what's in the hospital bag.
Yeah.
So whatever you decide. And if you have a doula, your doula is going to bring comfort items for you as well. Those are some things that are good to know too. So,
yeah. So we will have all the items that we talked about and more listed in a PDF checklist that we have on our website. So you can head to the show notes and we will put a link to that there. Thank you so much for joining us today on this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. New shows launch every Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe.